Let's talk to Sean Richards. He's from Not a Yes Man Economics. This is a soapbox section. Without further ado, let's get him on the soapbox. He seems a little bit cross this morning with the Bank of England. Over to you, young Sean.
Okay, hello everyone. Few thoughts for you. Coming in line with the spring weather, we've got over the last couple of days what in general has been really good news for the UK economy. Now this is against the trend because when we get to the GDP numbers towards the end of this month, they may not be very good. Why? Partly because of the bad weather. Also, for those of you who can remember that far back, there was the issue over the Brent crude pipeline. Yesterday, though, the numbers for the labour market were very good. Now, what I mean by very good was we saw employment go up again. Now, this is a stage of the cycle whereby you might expect drops. You might be thinking, like people like me a decade ago were saying that full employment was lower than what we got now. So that's a shift. Unemployment fell, good. There was a little bit about the wages numbers that I'll come to in a minute. And here we get to the next step this morning. We got more good news, which is the inflation numbers. Now we get various of these in one go, but the one that the Bank of England targets fell to 2.5% a year. So it's starting possibly to get inside of its target at 2%, which it hasn't had for a while. If you look at the official number they put out these days, CPIH, that everyone wisely ignores, that's 2.3%. Those of an older persuasion that like RPI, 3.3%, but all come down. So coming back to wages, as I said I'd look at before, we have an issue here whereby looking forwards, real wages look better. Inflation's coming down, wage growth, as depending which one you look at actually, you can argue it's going anywhere, but it'll be helped by inflation. So all this is good news. Where does this go wrong? Well, the Bank of England's told everyone it's going to raise interest rates next month. And this is another example of its forward guidance, which has just simply been woeful. Because having ignored inflation going up, in fact, if you recall, they cut interest rates into that. Now it's coming back down. They're saying they're going to raise it. Now this is, in monetary policy, it's not so much what you do, but also when you do it. It's very, very important because when you do something, takes 18 months to work. So if you get yourself, if you start off on the wrong foot, the danger is you get yourself into a right old mess by the time it turns up. And in a way, if we look back, the last year and a bit has been like that. Bank of England eased monetary policy into an inflation rise. What happened next? Pound fell further. Inflation went even higher. To which now, what is it going to be? You know, not far off 2 years later, 21 months, 20 months, it's now talking of raising them. So it's got itself completely the wrong way around and is arguing itself into a corner. And these things do matter because things then splash around in response to that. Like, say, for example, this morning, pounds dropped a cent. Why has it dropped a cent? Well, people are starting to wonder if yet again he's going to be the unreliable boyfriend. And this brings us to where we are, which is places mostly won't publish this because they want to retain their pecking order at the Bank of England press meetings and they don't want to go to the back of the pack. But in essence, they've got it completely wrong.
Okay, that was your soapbox thoughts. If you were the Chancellor, how would you put this right?
Okay, we step to that. Well, I think now, sadly, or I'd quite like the gig, I'd take away this thing over independence. It's pointless. Who really believes it? The things are manipulated from behind. Those that are external members are not people like me. They're those that are brought in to give the answer they wanted in the first place. Also, on the undercut, independence has allowed them to make policy even easier than the politicians could have got away with. These things like QE on the scale we've had, politicians would never have got away with this, but the central banks have been able to do it. So there's those factors. Or go the other way, which I still quite like, and I think I first proposed this is frightening, 7 years ago, that members of Bank of England should stand for election. I'd stand and let people make a case for what they'd do rather than what we have. So some actual independence and then the voters choose. In terms of specific things the Chancellor could do, I would change the inflation index that the Bank of England aims at to some measure that includes house prices, so that you have a more genuine measure of what's going on in the UK economy. Purists don't like this for the simple reason that the argue is the thing that hits consumers. They get into a mess in consumers and consumption here and then say that houses are an asset price and don't come in. The other side of the coin is, though, the ordinary person in their pocket, what's the biggest bill they pay out each month? Might be rent, might be their mortgage, might have been the down payment in the first place. Whichever way you look at that, it's a big part of what they pay out.
Yep.
So that's what I'd change. If you change the target in the first place, then it would, in itself, tighten policy.
On that note, Sean, brilliant stuff, thought-provoking as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.